Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills. We've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, welcome in to the Wednesday edition. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, sponsored by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit FirstHorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroad, Nick Keezer, and Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com with us for all 3 hours today on the program.
Why? Oh, the 25th anniversary of the Music City Miracle.
It's good to break that down.
All day, 3 hours of that, PK. You ready?
Hey, well, 16 seconds left and things aren't looking good for the Titans. Things are not looking good. In an hour at PaulKuharsky.com, you can read Kevin Dyson and Lorenzo Neal talking about how it changed their lives.
A little sunshine for the Titans fans.
Yeah. In the meantime, for those 3 hours, we're going to be talking about how it's changing other lives.
Yes, it is. Boy, do we have a lot to get into on the program here today. We're very happy to have PK with us throughout the show today. We'll take your thoughts as always. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Somebody's laptop is on in here. And it is.
Oh, it's probably mine. Oh, is it yours?
It's mine. It's off.
There we go. We've now fixed that. All right. So let's just start here. There's a lot to get through and sort through today. Let's just start very simply with what happened, as it typically does, Joe, about 30 to 45 minutes after we went off the air yesterday.
Sure.
Rand Carthon fired by the Tennessee Titans. So Rand Carthon is out. Chad Brinker stays and will lead the search for the next general manager. Now, we'll get a lot more into the Brinker part of this as the show goes on here as well. But let's just start with
your
thoughts.
The way, just God bless the timing, right? You guys get off air every day when there's news pending.
It's unbelievable.
What time did it come out? I heard you sign off yesterday, and I heard it in your voices, and you basically said it like, hey, it's coming any minute.
There you go.
I think it was legitimately about 34 minutes later when it happened. So
nice. Morning
stuff.
Radio.
Really,
where the
stuff.
News happens.
That's right. So, Joe, let's start with you. Just your thoughts on what went down with the Titans yesterday and the decision to fire Rand Carthon and Rand Carthon alone.
I once covered a college football coaching search, and a source in that search said, this thing is a goat F word, okay? That's what the Titans are. They are a goat F word. That's my analysis.
Yep, that's excellent.
Thank you.
That'll fill up 3 hours.
Hey, we can break that down in a lot of many ways.
Good news is we only have 2 hours and 57 minutes to go.
Yeah, look, it's we said it before this happened. It's the dumbest of the possible options. They chose D, A, B, C, D for dumb. They hit the button. Amy smashed it. And, you know, you tell me, PK. Did you know this Sunday? Did you know Sunday that Rand was out?
I did not.
Because I've heard other people say they did.
And well, I've heard from a source since then that, oh, I should have told a source outside of the Titans realm who knew. Who's like,
so
oh, I should have told you. I didn't think. I was like, hey, thanks a lot, man.
Really appreciate it.
That's a big one. If you're going to forget me on something, forget me on something little.
So
it
what
was
kind
known.
Of a person does that? What kind of a person does that? What Amy Adams Strong just did to Rand Carthon?
Oh, people do it all the time.
Just fire him that day. What do you mean people do it? Oh, you're going to dismiss that? That's garbage. Oh,
it's garbage treatment of human beings. If they've decided on Sunday, they definitely should do it on
That's
Monday.
That's what I'm saying.
They should definitely do it on
Monday.
They
did it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, among all the things that are outrageous about this, let's not forget that one.
That's a bad one for sure.
add that to the list. Let's have a running list today.
And they chose D, but I mean, it's also on us for underrating this as a possibility, because I remember very clearly when this structure went into place a year ago, saying Chad Brinker's going to wind up as the GM. He's not the GM, but he's the de facto, power on the executive side of football. And I remember thinking pretty strongly, and I think saying here and elsewhere, when they changed the structure a year ago, Brinker's going to ultimately wind up being the guy.
Yep.
And, I think we talked about the possibility last week that this would happen. But I think I should have we should have kept alive that idea more than we did as a possibility, whether we think it's the right thing or not, that this was a direction that Amy Adams would go, a comfortable thing for her, akin to Mike Mularkey being the easy choice for her when she was done with Wisenhunt. And she's been known to take an easy path there. Oh, here's somebody in the building who I like and who is familiar. I don't have to do another search and all of that stuff.
It's a clown show, PK.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not. But here's somebody I'm comfortable with, who I know, who's been wooing me, and I'll do that.
In a franchise where the norm has become choosing the worst possible option. Yesterday was, I think, maybe the greatest example of that. Hey, look, let me be totally clear, because I've talked about this for weeks. I have no problem with the Titans firing Rand Carthon. I would have fired Rand Carthon. The fact that they have fired Rand Carthon, and in her statement, she started talking about how she wasn't comfortable leaving things together and staying the course, and yet, in most ways, you're leaving things together and staying the course. I mean, Brian Callahan got up there on Monday and was asked about Chad Brinker and talked about how they've basically been doing everything together in lockstep. He, Rand Carthon, and Chad Brinker. So the results weren't good enough for Rand Carthon, but they are apparently with Chad Brinker, and he's now going to be effectively their football czar moving forward here. To me, for an organization that has done nothing but make the worst possible decisions over the course of the last 3 years, this one's the cherry on top. And my first reaction when I saw this yesterday was, well, cool, we get to do this again a year from now when they go 5-12 and they fire Brian Callahan, and then there's a blame shift to Chad Brinker there. We're in a cycle right now where you're going to get to the end of every season and say, okay, so who's getting fired now? That's where we're at.
See, my, next year's firing.
My number one skeptical thing about this is I think it's structured in a way where Brinker has maximum control and minimal accountability, though he's ultimately accountable because they keep emphasizing that he ultimately has authority over football decisions. But still, he hires a GM, and he could conceivably say, it wasn't me. Right. I mean, I have the ultimate power, but this guy did the things. So on that structural basis, I think is majorly flawed. Right. But I do think of everybody in town, I'm the one person saying, like, we don't know anything about Chad Brinker's work product, really, except that he's been involved in what's gone on the last 2 years and it's bad. So I'm the most, like, Brinker has a clean slate in terms of personnel decisions guy in town for some reason.
Great at stabbing people in the back and saying ridiculous crap in public. I can't wait to read some of his quotes today.
Well, in that regard, I think – and I also, when somebody now gets put forward – like, I wasn't a Will Levis guy coming into the draft. When they draft him and make him their quarterback, I said, all right, let's see what he does.
Yeah,
and so I'm at that point with Chad Brinker. Like, I got a lot of questions about it, but now he's the guy. So I don't like a lot of what's happened and a lot of what I've heard. But all right, now he's the guy. Let's see what he does.
Well, you also had a story at PaulGarsky.com that he's not the general manager.
Yes, and I asked why. Why aren't you the general manager? And he said it's too big. It requires – there's too much going on now. And I understand that. Front offices are packed with a lot of people now. But this is a very unconventional structure. I don't think you see it anywhere else.
Yep.
And I think it's very, very confusing for the fan base here. This has been a GM-centric team for all of time. Now, does that mean you have to have it that way now? No. But if you're going to drastically change it the way they're doing, you need to do a much better job spelling it out for your fans than you do. Because Twitter's loaded yesterday with people saying, well, this new GM's going to come in, and he's going to make a judgment on Brian Callahan and not like it, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not what's going to happen now. Because while the new GM, quote, unquote, has power over the coaching staff, who can overrule that?
Chad Brinker.
Chad Brinker.
Yeah.
And so it's Brinker. It's Brinker, it's Brinker, it's Brinker. So you're used to the GM having all that authority. He no longer has all of that authority. He's a different kind of guy.
So Chad Brinker's the GM. And the next guy is the assistant GM.
That's
what it is.
As we know the definitions of those terms, yes. But he did say, I thought, one interesting thing that at least clarified this when I talked to him yesterday. He said, if you're a personnel guy that just wants, this is kind of how they characterized it for Rand last year, which obviously didn't work. If you're a personnel guy that just wants to eat, live, and sleep ball and go out and look at players and scout it and not worry about the equipment staff and not worry about analytics and not worry about these other branches and stuff, then this is a job that would interest you. You can just come in and do ball and not worry about that other stuff. Now, how much he undercuts in terms of personnel is the caveat that I have the final say. How much is that put into play? He didn't put a caveat on the caveat. I think that would soften it where he says, I have final say, but I don't intend to be overruling my people on any kind of regular basis. Or it's going to be a consensus thing and I'll just be a tiebreaker or anything like that, which would, I think, put people at ease. Instead, he's saying, yeah, this guy's going to come in and do all of this stuff, but I do have final say.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Paul Kuharsky is with us throughout the show today. What a day yesterday for the Titans. Rand Carthon is fired. Chad Brinker in charge of the next search for the general manager. And as we just kind of discussed there, basically is the de facto general manager here. We'll take your thoughts on all that. I got a couple other things on the Carthon front that I want to touch on next as it relates to the decision-making process here from Amy Adams Strunk. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
And Rand is a tremendous person as far as an evaluator and the relationships he has around the league. And we really wanted to allow him to flourish in that role. Rand brings in a lot of good people, and that's something that this organization can be proud of first and foremost. I do know we have the right GM. You know, Rand Carthon's going to do some great things. He and Brian Callahan just kind of getting this team together. There's a lot of excitement around it. You know, hope is a powerful thing. We're hopeful that the fan base sees that and is excited about what we're doing. Now, this is where Rand Carthon is just masterful. He has these relationships with these players in a way that most of us in the building don't. We're just so aligned, he and I. And, you know, Rand talks about he has this acronym, FIT, fast, instinctive, and tough football players. And I love that. I was like, man, I love that. That's kind of an identity of the team that you want to build. Yeah, Rand's a big part of that. Rand's the one that's really connected with those players in a way that probably no one else has in the building.
That's Chad Brinker. Last offseason, looking ahead to the collaboration with Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan. And here we are a few months later. Rand Carthon is out. Chad Brinker is in charge of finding the next general manager here. Taking your thoughts on that throughout the show. Paul Kuharsky with us for the entire program here today.
The stuff they've said about Rand is just silly. And Nihil started it in Jim Wyatt's basic press release. It's Jim Wyatt's turn. Last year, Mike Keith had it.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm predicting Amy Wells will get it. But this idea that the general manager job has changed, like it's changed substantially in the last 2 years. And I said to Burke, Burke, the job has been the same in the history of football. Acquire talent.
Yeah.
And you're telling me in 2 years it's changed dramatically in your thing. Last year I talked to you and you were extolling the virtues of this guy. So now you're telling me in 1 year it's changed. I guess they can't just come out and say they made a mistake, but they according to their actions, they made a mistake. The job has not changed.
No.
And what they're saying, this thing where they want a guy who's strictly focused on ball and yada, 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 is exactly what they said Rand was going to do.
Exactly.
So Rand failed to do it according to their actions.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, all this stuff about, the general manager job's just too big now. It's too, like, this is all bullcrap. This is all bullcrap is what this is. And I look at this situation. Again, we talked about this yesterday before this happened, Joe. To me, this is the dumbest possible outcome that you could have come up with. If you don't think things have been good enough around here lately, then fire everybody and start things over and reset everybody together. Instead, what you've now done, you've fired Rand Carthon. You've got Chad Brinker with the power in this now. And I understand that it's structured differently and they're going to go hire, quote-unquote, a GM. But look, Amy knows who has the final say now. And if things don't work, who's she going to blame? She's going to blame Chad Brinker. And she's going to blame Brian Callahan. And then she's going to fire them. And then we're going to be right back at what we're at right now, which is just mismanaged timetables, mismanaged timelines. And if she does that, what does that mean for the new general manager that Chad Brinker goes out and hires? This is the most ludicrous outcome possible.
By the way, the next general manager she hires could be in line to become the next, based on the insider thing that she's doing. We talk about that being a bad position. If he comes in and he's smooth with her and everything, he could be in line to be her next favorite.
Yeah.
He could be the odds-on favorite to be the next president of football operations.
Yeah. Just the fact that they've done this and they fired Carthon without firing anybody else, to me, is so dumb. Like, and this, I talked about it yesterday. This is what bad organizations do and bad owners do. And this is a bad organization and a bad owner. And I said it last year. It was hilarious. I went back. You know, we were having these same discussions last year when they fired Mike Vrabel. And, you know, people were all over us about talking about the ownership and how bad it is. And how, you guys just don't know. Vrabel was the problem. And once they get Vrabel out of here, it's going to be smooth sailing. And to go back and look at some of those replies on Twitter yesterday was pretty rich. How are we feeling about ownership now, everybody?
Well,
how's that feel?
Yeah.
Miss Amy.
Well, I do feel like, I think I don't see that now, right? I mean, I think some people wanted them fired or wanted Rand fired, but I see nothing but across the board, like, Amy, what the hell? I mean, I don't think there's any, and you're right, last year there was still, and when Robinson got fired, you know, which was the worst part of that was in season, there was, you know, there were fans were mad at both of those guys. But, like, at some point you look at the pattern and all you can come back to is Amy has no clue. As one of the worst owners in professional sports. That's it. Period.
I mean, just go. Just keep going back to the Vrabel couldn't get along with Carthon and got fired for it. And a year later, she fires that guy.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, that sums up the ridiculousness of it.
She was mad at Vrabel for Vrabel not thinking Rand was ready for the job.
And then she confirmed it.
Right, but she's mad about that. They have their thing. Then she, well, you know, and let's get into, Vrabel's come back. Make sure everybody knows that. And then, I'm changing my mind on that a month later. But his evaluation of Rand was a huge part of the rift. And then a year later, he's out.
He was right.
Let's blame Rand for everything.
And Mike was right.
And Rand is scapegoated here. You know, it depends on your definition, I guess, of that word. Scapegoating to me does not mean Rand's blameless. But, well, look, man, we can go into your story, PK. You had a story, and you know what? You got information, and you wrote that information, and that's fine. I mean, Rand taking a nap. Go ahead. Tell people who haven't read the story. What are the damning facts about Rand Carthon.
I have more damning facts than I included in the story, but these are things that left a mark on other people who worked with him. That GMs traditionally get on a plane home and do the same things that everybody on the football end do. They eat their meal and they get on their laptop and start to evaluate the film, either of the game to break down what just happened or looking at the next opponent or whatever. Is it weird that GMs do that? Yeah, I think it's kind of weird, but that's what's done. And he didn't regularly do that. He regularly snoozed on plane rides home. Now, whether that's a big deal or not to us, that's a big deal to other people that were with him.
It's a big deal to the weasel who told you this, who, you know, I mean, that's what it is. It's the weasel who told you this.
It wasn't one weasel. Well, it was multiple weasels. I mean, and I don't think they're weasels. I think they're people who don't think that he's a grinder.
I think they are
repeatedly
weasels.
Saw that he didn't put in the same kind of work that they put.
But see,
in.
Here's the thing.
That saw him at Will Levis's workout when they're contemplating making this guy their next franchise quarterback and didn't stay to see the whole thing.
Well, they didn't even send him to the Senior Bowl. I mean, the whole thing is stupid. They got Brinker at that last year and they don't have Rand. I mean, everything they do makes no sense, Paul. And listen, if there's work that he didn't do, like there's a division of labor and Rand didn't do his part, well then, okay, let's talk about that. Because they saw him on the plane snoozing, I don't give a rat's ass. That's so
but
dumb.
But it's not important that you didn't give a rat's
but,
ass.
But Paul,
his co-workers
well, what does it mean?
Saw this and it bothered them tremendously. And it was part of what
home.
They saw as a trend.
You can go home and break down film. You I mean, again,
I don't
all
think
these
they felt like
day.
He was doing
but
that.
But again, that's
his
the question.
His work product to them didn't indicate he was
okay,
doing
so that. He wasn't – that's the question, though. I don't care. Oh, I saw him snoozing in the plane. Give a crap.
To them, it was symbolic of his work.
But I don't care about symbolism. Did he not do the job?
To them, he wasn't doing the job the way they were doing the job.
Okay.
615-737-1025.
I'm not throwing that around loosely, Joe.
I understand that. I have a real problem with some of these people who have stabbed him in the back. And it, you know, and Brinker, the way he's come out of this and the way he's talking about patience right now just bothers the hell out of me.
615-737-1025. We'll have more of your thoughts to get to. We'll get to some of your thoughts on our phone line. Got up next. There's a line from the statement that Amy Adams Strunk put out there that just bothers the absolute hell out of me. We'll get into that coming up next as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Paul Kuharsky with us throughout the program today, taking your thoughts on the Titans and the firing of Rand Carthon. Let's head to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in David to the program. David, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick thought here. I have zero faith in the Titans organization. I thought it was interesting how Rinker himself used the term hope. But I'm just wondering, and maybe not out of the kindness of her heart, if she didn't fire Callahan because she's waiting for the next GM to make that decision. And in some ways, I could possibly support that. But at the end of the day, again, I have zero faith in them. And it's very frustrating. But anyway, you all have a good day. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
It's Brinker's decision.
She's not waiting for the next GM.
The next GM is just
GM.
Coming in to be Brinker's assistant.
Here's that GM confusion. The GM.
You already said earlier in the show, he's the de facto GM.
Yes.
Okay.
But this guy's saying, is she waiting for the next GM to make the decision? But no, she's not because Brinker
has, the decision.
Has more right. power than the next GM.
Right.
But this is the kind of thing we're going to hear for the duration of Chad Brinker's term. No matter how long it is, people are going to call in and say, is the GM going to do this or that? And we're going to have to say, well, Brinker has more power than the GM. Brinker can veto anything the GM wants to do. This is the scenario they've created.
Well,
we're going to hear this nonstop.
And out of that scenario, we're inevitably going to get to, so who are the candidates? Who are the candidates for general manager? And people are going to throw around, you know, Rick Spielman and guys that have been in the league and have been general managers before. And none of those guys are taking this job. Why would you? You don't have final say on the roster.
Well, yeah. You know, there are GMs who go to jobs where, in theory, where like the coach. For example, I mean, John Lynch doesn't have final say, right? But he is the GM. We still look at John Lynch as the GM. So that's where it gets interesting. It's like, just because there's 32 that are called GM, how attractive is the job? Some people are definitely going to be like, no, I'm not messing with this. But, well, especially, it's not even.
And Brinker said that.
It's not just it's not the Brinker anything. Aspect. It's also who owns the team.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. You're looking at this franchise, you want to come over here?
Right.
Oh, yeah, come on over.
Well, look.
But there are also guys in every one of those situations that think, well, that's a messy situation. I can go be part of cleaning it up.
For sure.
They don't have
mediocrity.
Ego.
Mediocrity becomes is good there right
well,
now.
Well, look, I'll put it to you this way. I was talking about this with somebody off the air yesterday. He'll never say this because it serves him absolutely no purpose to say this. But I can imagine, like, Brian Callahan, who, by the way, there's a lot of work that's got to be done with him, and he's got to be way better, and we've talked about all that. But I would imagine Brian Callahan in a private moment is probably sitting around and saying, man, did I just make a colossal mistake by taking this job? Like, I don't know how you couldn't be thinking that if you're him.
Absolutely. Has to be, right?
Yeah.
And it gets, I mean, it's like Matt from Fairview on the text line. By the way, text line, I mean, thank
keep them
you. Yeah, keep them coming today. You know, we're gonna miss a few, okay? But Matt from Fairview says, can you explain, Rand hired Brinker from Green Bay part, then 2 years later he's hired over Rand, and then he fires him. That's some Game of Thrones stuff. Yeah. I mean, Rand certainly identified Brinker. Rand also, I mean, I think Brinker too, but Rand obviously identified Callahan and was aggressively, you know, bringing him in, and then Rand is the fall guy. And but, I look, you know, again, to our previous conversation, I'm not disagreeing with you, Rob. You said earlier, like, you have a problem with Rand being fired. I don't either, as long as it's part of the whole thing. This half measure is comical, and it does look like Game of Thrones stuff.
But I will say, on the Game of Thrones stuff, and I'm not a Game of Thrones guy, yeah.
It has dragons.
Yeah, I don't like dragons in science fiction. But you have Brinker blowing past Rand.
Yep.
All right, say what you will about that. Rand was able to be blown past is also a factor. So everybody's like, whoa, Chad, a power broker getting by Rand. Well, if Rand was good and powerful and not sitting in the corner of the room letting Vrabel push him around and all of that stuff, he maybe couldn't have been blown past by a guy that he hired.
But a year ago, Paul, we got Amy talking to Mike Keith, and we got Rand, and we got, I mean, a year ago, you know that people, and I know too, because I was more.
You used to be involved.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, they were whispering all the sweet nothings about Rand, and oh, really, it was Vrabel and all this. I mean, it was a year ago. So that was the promotion happened amid that, right? So when did Amy actually, I mean, to me, it's just a reaction to this crappy season, right?
And
it's a reaction to whatever Game of Thrones stuff may have happened behind the scenes.
Oh, in the midst of Vrabel getting fired in part because he didn't think Rand was up for the job, they were already reducing Rand's job.
Well, and here's the other thing.
When he got narrowed to, it's funny, he got narrowed but more authority on personnel.
And here's the other thing. This is not just a Titans thing, but, you know, Rand got an extension in this too.
Sure, of course.
Why does this happen in professional sports all the time?
It happens like, more in college sports.
I understand
like anything,
that he technically got, you know, an elevation last year.
Pat on the head.
Does that have to come with a contract extension? And he had 1 year as the general manager, and they went 6-11.
And was it an elevation? I mean, it's like in this one area, you get more power, but I'm taking away all your other powers, and I'm giving you a contract extension. I mean, it's a pat on the head thing. It was to placate him. And let's hit on this. Josina Anderson is putting out there like there's some investigation. There's no way there's any investigation into the power structure of the Titans front office. First off, the Titans can structure their front office however the hell they damn please. Secondly, Rand Carthon signed a contract to come work for the Titans without personnel power. His first year, he did not have personnel power. Nobody had personnel power. It was a cluster, right? We didn't know who was making the decisions. And that was the complication, Vrabel or Carthon, Carthon or Vrabel. In his second year, he got more power and a new contract. So the idea that he's telling Josina Anderson, there should be some sort of investigation over the structure of this. He wound up fired from a better job than the one he initially signed up for. What is the beef here about the structure?
Well, I didn't understand. I saw her tweets. I didn't really understand.
And then people are confusing this. They're saying this is the second time they're being investigated for structure. The old structure issue was with the ownership structure, which has long been resolved. So pay attention and concentrate here. And my understanding is you can structure your front office however the hell you want. The whole thing is a guy going to sign up to come for your job, whether it has final say or not? Yeah. And Rand Carthon made his decision and signed a contract.
Like the job titles, obviously, they come with rules for your hiring, right?
Sure.
The title.
It's spelled out in your contract.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'd never heard of what she was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't. That was a weird
carrying water for Rand.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Jaden to the program. Jaden, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Morning, guys. So this has obviously been a big cluster bleep. But, I mean, firstly, I don't know if you're Amy. I don't know how you send your head football coach up to the podium without talking to him as he goes and represents your team. Number two, does she understand that in two years, maybe three, that she has to put a football team in this new stadium that's worth watching? And she's making decisions like she made on Tuesday, firing the GM and not cleaning house. Like, it's pure unprofessionalism. And I have zero trust in her. I have zero trust in the Titans front office. I think I'm speaking for a majority of the fans that nobody trusts her. And quite frankly, why is she here? I don't think she knows ball. And the decisions that she's made has shown that. But, hey, let Amy cook. So I'll leave it at that.
She's here because she inherited the team. I mean, it's pretty simple. That's how life works. I disagree with both your points, really. I mean, if Callahan's staying, there's no necessity for her to have a conversation with him before he talks to the press about his vision going forward. I mean, he's going to have a big meeting with her and talk about all that stuff.
If she's made it clear that he's staying.
Well, it's clear he's staying.
Okay. Well, he's also up there talking about the conjecture about Rand. I mean, this.
Well, they always have awkward stuff like that. And you knew the Rand decision, because of the way they operate, wasn't going to come lightning quick. But, I mean, I don't have a huge issue. Like, if he's having a normal season wrap press conference, I don't think there's urgency that he had talked to the owner before that.
Okay. So you found the one thing we cannot be outraged about.
I'm just answering the guy's questions. And what was his other point? Selling tickets. By all indications, I don't know why, but people with money in Nashville are buying PSLs to the new stadium regardless of the trend of the Titans football. If you buy PSLs there, you get to buy WrestleMania tickets and college football playoff tickets and Final Four tickets and all of that stuff. And the lure of that and NFL football, no matter how bad the home team may be, apparently is moving tickets. Everybody I know who's passing through there is telling me what they're seeing about what's sold is quite good.
Okay. I mean, I have a hard time buying that this product isn't. I mean, we're hearing from people who aren't renewing. I guess if someone's going to just pick it up, then they're fine. But there's people out there saying they're not renewing.
Yeah. Either it is what I'm saying, or they're doing an incredible job of faking the fact that things are sold. But I think that would be a hell of a job to be able to fake it on that grand a scale, akin to like most conspiracy theories, where too many people would have to be collectively lying with no whistleblowers.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the allure of a new stadium will carry you for a while. We've talked about that. Like, I think that will. I think it'll carry you for a while. And the idea of, first priority, the Final Four and college football playoff and all this stuff, Super Bowl, concert, that'll carry you for a while. Until it doesn't, and you're worried about the product on the field. The problem is that's still way, way in the future.
It doesn't matter about carry you for a while, because once you pay that initial money,
exactly,
you're in.
Right, exactly.
So it carries you for 30 years.
Yeah. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More reaction to the firing of Rand Carthon coming up next, including another interesting report that came out last night that I want to get PK and Joe's thoughts on as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game, sponsored by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Paul Kuharski, Nick Keys are here with you on this Wednesday morning. Full reaction to the Titans firing of Rand Carthon. So I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. Now, Stilley put this out there last night, and say what you will about Stilley, but I think clearly he's got a source.
Stilley was right.
He's got some things right throughout the last several years, and he was right about Carthon getting fired earlier in the week.
He's got some things wrong, too.
That is true. With all that in the background, here's what he put out there last night. It says, hearing Chad Brinker did not want to keep Brian Callahan on as coach, but Brinker isn't the owner, and she wanted Callahan to coach the Titans. And remember that Callahan won't meet with upper management until the end of the week. Your reaction when you hear that, Joe Rex wrote.
Brinker trying to flamethrow everybody else out of there but him. Just stand at the head of his kingdom. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know. I want to hear your reaction, PK. Chad Brinker, he's pulled, you know, people just loving Chad Brinker today.
I don't know what to believe there. I do believe that she probably leads the patients. I've had other indications, different than that. Could they have been owner driven? I suppose. They weren't especially recent, but I don't know. I have no doubt that look, the way to do it, whatever happens going forward, is one guy's success is the other guy's success.
Yeah.
And they're bound together, and the leash should be short on both. And I think that is one silver lining, if you will, that they both know that while Brinker's talking about long-term, and patience, that that sounds good, but Amy Adams Strunk isn't operating that way lately, and that if this thing doesn't get off the ground pretty quickly, we could get two guys on the same clock the way most of us desire in relative short order if things don't spin better quickly.
And then you've got the GM that's hired this offseason that who knows what happens on that front. So here's what Amy Adams Strunk put out in her statement yesterday.
You loved this statement.
Yeah, it really gets stuff.
They're getting shorter and shorter.
They are getting shorter. Statement. This was more succinct. I'll just read it. I've loved the time I've spent with Rand. He's a talented football mind, great man, friend to everyone along the path. It's impossible to ignore that our football team hasn't improved over the past 2 years. I'm deeply disappointed in our poor win-loss record during this period, of course, but my decision also speaks to my concern about our long-term future, should we stay the course. She goes on to talk about, you know, how much she loves the team and the fans and all that.
P.S. Oh, dang it. P.S. Chad had nothing to do with it. He's cool.
Well, I guess
he's
fine. That's my question. So she talks about the decision speaks to the concern about our long-term future, should we stay the course.
I misread that the first time.
How involved has Chad Brinker been in where they are right now?
That's my question. Only, like, the good stuff. The bad stuff was Rand.
Because
the good stuff was Chad.
Yeah, like, all we've heard over the last year is how they're all in lockstep. I mean, the last thing we heard from Brian Callahan on Monday was about how they're all in there working together. So if you're telling me that you're not satisfied with the direction of the team and you're worried about the long-term future, should we stay the course, why in the world, as a Titans fan, would I have confidence in your decision to keep Chad Brinker if that's what you're worried about? You've been telling us one thing for the past year plus, and now all of a sudden you're worried about the long-term course and you're keeping the guy there? That makes no sense to me at all.
Which is why there was no video, because it would have been like too, like, it would have,
she's off the video.
Induced laughter.
First she stopped talking publicly. Now she stopped being videotaped.
So we've switched it to
next. It'll only be in Braille.
Jimmy White having to sit there and listen to these quotes from Brinker and Nihil, which are some of the dumbest quotes I've ever read in my life. I'm like, did Jimmy White have to stifle vomiting as he's like transcribing these quotes.
We love you, Jimmy.
My God.
He's part
of it. Yeah, I don't blame. Well,
he's part of it now. Well, I mean, how do you absolve it?
What he's just,
it's his job.
Quoting them. I know, but he's, well, I understand he works for the Titans, but he's just quoting these terrible, like read the quotes from the Titans, story for Jim Y. I can't, and, my God. See, I knew this was going to happen to me today. Like, my brain is like moving faster than my mouth because I'm so flustered by this garbage.
Do you want me to devil's advocate it and tell you how she's rationalizing it?
Sure. Sure. I mean, you're rationalizing everything today. Keep going.
I'm rationalizing everything. She looks at it and says, we're losing football games because of the roster. And I put Rand Carthon in charge of the roster. He was involved in the roster the 1 year with Mike. And last year I gave him exclusive roster power. And the roster hasn't gotten better.
Let's go back to what you just said about what Brian Callahan just said to you and everybody in that room the other day. Do we have the quote?
We need another roster cycle.
No. We worked on everything together.
Yeah.
That's what he just said.
Everything together. But who had the final say? This whole thing is final say. It's hugely important in this. Chad has it now. Rand had it before. Who has it? That's what she's judging as like the thing. Fair enough. I'm not saying it's right. I'm telling you inside her head. You have to get inside these crazy eccentric people's heads when they're doing this crazy stuff. I'm not justifying it. I'm telling you what I think she's thinking. And that's what I think she's thinking. I'm not satisfied with the roster where it is. Who's in charge of the roster? Rand. Right. Let's get rid of the guy who's in charge of the roster. I'll give the power to Chad now. Let's see what Chad can do with the roster.
Well, it's a pattern, right? Like, she was all in on J-Rob until she wasn't, and then was all in on Vrabel until she wasn't, and then it switched to Rand, and now that's gone.
And she wasn't, again, she wasn't because of Vrabel, on Vrabel, in large part because of Rand.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. The constant yo-yoing of favorites is got to stop. And like I said, and I read somebody writing about this the other day about a hiring coming somewhere else. Your success is his success is your success. No separating the two. She's got to get to a point where she's got that with two guys. It was like that with Vrabel and Robinson for the best time of this franchise in recent history. And then, of course, it's hard to keep it that way for a long time. They had it that way for a period of time, and guess what? They got pretty
they won
good.
Football games. Liam McLeod brings up a really good point. I assume you'll be there to cover this, PK. He says, have they scheduled the franchise employees round of applause for Brinker? I need to see this.
He already works there. But
I think it'd be great, though. Need to do it. Oh, I think they need to do
get
it.
Get everybody out in the hallway.
I don't know.
It's recorded.
I'll say this. When that happened, I said, that is too much. That is over the top. And the fans said, no, let Rand cook. This is going to be awesome. That you prejudge. You prejudge that the guy's excellent. You don't come in with any skepticism whatsoever. Yeah. Oh, it's such a moving thing, they all said. Oh, this is so wonderful. It's beautiful. Look at the whole building. Oh, my God. Look at the chef. Never mind Rand cooking. There's actually a guy with a chef hat who came out of cooking omelets to applaud Rand.
Actually,
it was over the top. The shop. Here's an idea. Hire a guy now for this GM job. Let him enter the building silently with no social media at all. And when he wins a Super Bowl, have an ovation. That's my plan. What do we think?
I love
Not going to happen.
I'm fully behind
the
it.
Super Bowl part. Yeah.
Wow.
No, also the video
the
part.
Also
I guarantee, join me in this, cosign, there will be video of that guy entering the building.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt.
They cannot stop themselves.
No.
And when there is video of that guy entering the building, a certain percentage of Titans fans will coo-coo at it. Oh, look how sweet. Everybody should comment on that video. Shut your cameras off.
Now, the best example of this is still going back to the malarkey you know, playoff year where it was like after they beat the Chiefs, it was like, that's our coach, oh yeah. And then like a week later, it was like, new era, let's go.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We got a whole lot more to get into on the firing of Red Carthon and the path forward now for the Tennessee Titans. Paul Kuharsky with us for the entire program today. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Treat Dad this Father's Day with great gifts from Menards. From levels, nailers, and drills to complete any project, to tool chests, recliners, and grills, we've got the perfect gifts to make this Father's Day one to remember. Stop by your local Menards today and save big money on gifts for Dad. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Hey, Grove City. Did you know the new Nationwide Children's Close to Home Center is now open at 1350 Stringtown Road? Get access to urgent care, lab services, therapies, and more from the trusted experts at one of America's top 10 children's hospitals, now closer to your home than ever before. Visit nationwidechildrens.org/grovecity for information about our services and make an appointment for your child today.